This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio here at WFAN and on the CBS Sports Network. It is the Boomer and Geo show, and it is a feel-good football. What? It's a feel-good football Friday. Stop moaning. And by the way, Gio and Jerry are out today. They're playing golf together in the hottest day of the year. It's going to be a lot of fun for them, but it's going to be a lot of fun for me because today I have my best friend with me.
Oh, here we go.
And my best friend is the great Phil Simms, as Coach Parcells would always refer to him after he won the Super Bowl for Coach Parcells.
Well,
I mean, before that, it was effing Phil Simms.
You're taking all my stuff.
I know that, but I'm just saying it's great to see you.
Good morning,
Phil Simms, sitting in for Gio in the power chair.
It's been an eventful morning for me.
Why is that?
Well, one.
Why are you screaming?
I don't know. I'm trying. I don't hear myself.
All right, listen.
Which is a good thing.
All right, there's a volume button.
Right here. I got it. Over here.
I got it. Okay. All right. Great.
And you're wearing my jersey. I mean,
I love wearing your jersey.
It actually looks pretty good on you.
You know, it's funny, when I was walking in, the security guard said, "Phil Simms?" I said, "Look, I've been walking through this building for 18 years. It's the same security guard." I said, "No, it's Boomer."
No, is that true?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
It is kind of funny, but how you doing? How's your summer going?
It's going great. Enjoying my life, doing whatever. So, not playing any golf. Wait, first off.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
I know.
I know you got a lot to get off your chest.
But I didn't hear it, but somebody comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Boomer and Gio are killing you on the radio today."
Well, first of all, I don't kill you on the radio.
Well, but what was the, y'all were talking about my golf game. Well,
I have always thought you were a great golfer when you used to play.
Well, I don't know. What was Gio saying? He said Gio is killing your golf game.
Right, exactly. But I don't know why he would be killing your golf game. I mean, he said a lot of other things about you, and I figured you had a lot of this stuff written down that you want to respond to.
We got
a long morning.
But is he, tell me this. I want to know, what kind of scores does Gio?
He's in the 90s right now.
I could beat him left-handed.
I'm sure you can, and I'm sure you would love to do that.
And that would be great. I'll play left-handed. He can play right.
Okay.
He has no chance.
I mean, are you serious?
Oh, I'm dead serious.
You are serious. When was the last time you actually picked up golf clubs?
Well, I swing it every once in a while in my gym downstairs, just a little bit, but that's about it.
I mean, look, people don't realize you used to be like a single-digit handicap. You were a great golfer.
No, I wasn't
great.
From
what I remember.
I wasn't great compared to some of the NFL players. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, okay. But so you're telling me that you think that you can go out and beat Gio left-handed?
Yes.
All right, how much money you want to put on this?
As much as you want.
Okay. All right, well.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't get nervous over things. I played golf once, one of the last times I played golf, and there was two guys and a friend of mine, so he invited these two guys as guests at the club, and we're playing, the first hole comes out, and the one guy that's a guest, he has like a 5-foot putt. He's reading it. He's plumb bobbing and he's looking at it and he misses it. He gets the same thing on the second hole, does the same thing. And I'm like, I go up to him. I go, "Listen, you're not going to beat me. So quit worrying about it."
That's
He's choking to death as he's playing. And I said, listen, when you go home, nobody's going to know what happened here today. So you can tell them you just beat me, own me, and I, you know, whatever. And he goes, oh, that's really good.
Yeah, I think good. Just lie about it. That's all.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not lying.
I swear to God, I will set this up. I will 100% set up if you are willing to spend the time.
Well, it won't happen this year. So
what do you mean? When are we going to do this? I mean, it's not like you're getting any younger.
Are you going to be here next year?
Yes.
You got a contract?
Okay. Yeah, of course I do.
Well, I just wondered.
My contract's not canceled or turned off at any point. No, it's all good.
Yeah, we'll do something. One day, I hit a few golf balls at a driving range 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, man, this is fun.
Right.
You know, everybody hits it great at the golf range.
Of course. But but I know that you were good, and I hope that one of these days you guys can get out there, and I think it would be hilarious.
Oh,
because he is over the top now. I mean,
he's
over the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a guy that really never even understood golf and now has immersed himself into the YouTube golf world and everything else. But
I think the big thing I'm sitting here worrying about, Boomer, was this GL's chair here?
Yeah, of course. That's the power chair, yeah.
Okay, well.
What's the matter?
No, nothing. I was just going to say something really smart, but I'm going to let it go.
All right.
Yeah, my voice, I sound like a little. Of course, I got here. Nobody tells me the entrance is on the other side now.
The entrance is in the same. It's on the same side now.
A young man out here helped me out.
Manny
helped me out. Otherwise, I'd have been sitting in the lobby for 30 minutes by myself. You know, Jesus. So we get up here.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I had a cup of tea this morning. How about a cup of coffee, whatever? I go to the restroom. I lock myself out. So, and Eddie's in there,
yes.
Which is about 30 yards or 40 yards from where I was, and I'm beating on the door. And he goes, I actually heard you through all this. So he came in and let me in.
Yes, they do have. They have security locks on every single one of the doors.
And you got security. I go to your office, can't get in because it's locked. I mean,
I had nothing to do with that. But I think it's just something that radio stations have done over the years where they have these security locks. And this station, because of the power and the reach of this station, security is very important, especially because it's a 24/7 station.
Yeah, no,
so
I met
there's always somebody here live.
The overnight guy?
Chris McMonagle.
Chris, great guy. I talked to him for a few minutes. I said, you ever have any guests on at night? He goes, well, it's kind of hard to get them. But I understand that.
Oh, you've heard us play some of his stuff. And, you know, that guy sings. He's a really good singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
It's kind of like you when you're, you know, calling for the fox to come up to get the food. I mean, you're really good at that. There's something about that.
You know, it's amazing. Everywhere I go, not everywhere, but I would say at least once a week, somebody goes, hey, how the foxes? Are you still doing what Boomer? Yes, I'm still calling them up.
Boo!
I didn't have to call them. Oh, there we go.
There you go. Listen, one more time, Eddie. Boo! He's still doing that.
Hey, I got him the two foxes.
Right.
They're so well trained. When I do it, I walk back in and do something. I come back out, and they're sitting in the yard looking at me. Mm-hmm. Well, where's it at?
Are you ever worried about getting bitten by one of them?
No, they don't really get close enough.
Oh, okay.
They stay their distance. I take the food out to the edge of the yard.
That's nice.
My wife does. You know, my wife, I know I probably told you this when I was doing it. I took a steak out one night because I said, it's been up there a little while. We got to get rid of it. And I'm walking out with it, and she goes, you're not going to cook it?
She wanted you to cook.
She wanted me to cook the steak.
For the fox.
And I said, he's a wild animal.
This is what they do.
Oh, my gosh. My wife, she's more worried about feeding the fox and deer and all the other animals that hover around us. But, hey, what's for dinner? Oh, I haven't even thought about it.
You know, it's amazing listening to you talk. You're a Super Bowl MVP, New York Giants quarterback, legendary. And now you're feeding fox, and your wife doesn't want to feed you. Oh, by the way, I do have a jersey here if you want to wear it. I don't know if you'd like to wear it. It is a Jet jersey.
Well, if I put your jersey on, I guess my ego will go out the room. So I don't know what to do there.
Maybe your ego will be enhanced if you think about it. Yeah,
well, a lot of people tell me I need to get a little more. But
well, listen, I'm going to put this here.
All right, let me have it. Maybe I'll put it on.
Maybe put it on left for the final hour or whatever.
Do you wear this in your apartment or in your house all the time?
No. I just walk around here to just let everybody know that I actually did play at one point in time because nobody around here really even knows that. By the way, speaking of the Jets, let's get into it. So yesterday, just an absolute, scare was put through the entire Jet universe. And of course, we were on the air when Justin Fields hurt his foot. It was described as a lower leg injury.
Right.
But now it's turned out to be a foot injury, a toe injury specifically. And he dislocated his right big toe. Now, for a right-handed quarterback like you, that's important.
It's you're going to plant that foot every time you drop back, no matter if it's a drop back pass, a play action pass, the right foot's going to be the plant foot for him. And you dig it into the ground to brace yourself so you can throw it harder, but or better. But when I heard this news, I was actually out on the practice field with the Giants. And somebody said something, they carted him off. I said, oh, my God, really?
Yeah, it felt bad. We were actually here, too. We had the same feeling you did.
It's terrible because I saw him in Pittsburgh. I watched him in Chicago. And then when he came up here, when they decided to sign him, I said, that is the perfect spot for him. Because Aaron Glenn and the offensive coordinator who came from Detroit, they have a special plan for him. It's going to be really built all around his skill, and it's going to fit him perfectly.
And it should. That's what they should be doing.
Well, of course. And so it's all. And I saw him interviewed about two or three times during the offseason. I could tell he was so happy.
And excited, yeah.
And it took everything he had not to kind of say bad things about everybody. He might have said a few things about Pittsburgh. But I didn't hear it.
I mean, we all have those emotions. You know, yeah. You felt those when you were, let go by the Giants at the end. I felt that way when I left the Jets. We all have the emotion of like, they don't want me. How could they not want me? Or, that's just a normal feeling. And I think today it's even more amplified because of social media and everything else. So anyway.
But my point being, he was in, quarterbacks are judged so poorly because they just look at stats or whatever, but look where he was and who was around him and who was coaching him.
Yeah.
And it was tough to do or to really see his skill to the level where it really fits the offense and the team fits him. And, the Jets have a lot of good players.
I know they do. Now,
and that offensive line they got was going to be, I think.
And their running back is stacked, and it was going to take a lot of pressure off of him. And plus, eventually he'll come back and he'll be a quarterback that Jet fans haven't seen in a long time. And that is an athletic quarterback that can create offense and create first downs and all that other stuff that they haven't seen, that you see from other quarterbacks around the league like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. These guys, he's that kind of athlete is what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's that type of football player or that type of quarterback, but he is that type of athlete. And I think Jet fans will like him when they see him when he finally gets back.
I think so too.
Did you ever have a dislocated toe or anything?
No.
How about turf toe?
No, I never had that either.
You never had that either. So, depending on what the diagnosis is and how severe this is, it could be the 2 to 4 week injury, which is what they're saying now, meaning day to day, which means he would be back by the start of the regular season. I don't know if he would play in a preseason game or not. Most likely not. If the extent of the injury is worse, it could require surgery. I don't think it's going to require surgery, but if it did, now you're talking about at least somewhere between 8 and 12 weeks.
Wow.
Well, I don't think it doesn't sound like it's going to require surgery.
Well, I'm sure they'll try everything they can or whatever to avoid having surgery. And just for the Jet fans and, everybody, the great thing is Tyrod Taylor is the backup.
All right, well.
And but I know he gets, but Tyrod gets Taylor. Hurt. Okay, but maybe not. He's got a really good offensive line in front of him now.
Yeah,
the play calling is going to be different. I think he's a great backup for many reasons. And what he will do, even if he's playing really well, he's the kind of guy, he will push it towards Justin Fields. In other words,
Garrett Wilson. But he'll push the ball towards Garrett Wilson.
No, right? I'm saying he's going to, even though Justin Fields is probably sitting there and watching him play, if he plays well, Tyrod Taylor's not going to, he's going to deflect. He's going to do what he was brought there or assigned to do, to be the backup to Justin Fields and to help him become the quarterback that everybody hopes he turns into.
So here's the interesting thing from my perspective, as we're talking to Phil Simms this morning, sitting in for Gio, is exactly what Aaron Glenn has done since he's got here. And how he's gone about his business as a head coach, what he and Darren Mooji have done over there. And I don't know if you noticed this. I don't know if you feel the same way that we feel over here. But for the last 6 months, man, there is nothing coming out of that building.
I love it. Yeah.
Nothing. Yep. I mean, it's been totally on lockdown. I'm assuming because Aaron Glenn, you know, coached under Dan Campbell. He played under Bill Parcells. He was with, I think, Sean Payton down in New Orleans, I
think. Yes, he was.
So he's been, like, in that kind of group of coaches, and Parcells, the one that sits on top, that's the Parcells tree, that it sounds to me like he is going to make this camp really competitive, and he is not going to mess around. And by them doing something unprecedented, signing Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner to contracts when they didn't have to, makes me think that, you know, he's going to rely on those two guys to take the hard coaching, the competitive coaching, and hopefully get this team on the straight and narrow.
Boomer, everybody better be ready to take the hard coaching. I can't wait to see him on the sidelines in a real game. It's going to be such a contrast to what was there before. He's going to be into the offense, into the defense. He's going to coach both, manage the game. I think he'll be a great game manager because that Bill Parcells, to me, was the best game manager I've ever seen in the NFL. And Dan Campbell's not bad at it either.
Dan Campbell's aggressive. Bill Parcells, in my eyes, was probably one of the most aggressive coaches on fourth down. When he was coaching, back when going for it on fourth down wasn't the in thing.
Right.
And nowadays, you got the Dan Campbells of the world, you got the Frank Reichs of the world, who, when they were coaching or when Frank was coaching, they would go for it all the time on fourth down if they were in, you know, outside of their 35-yard line.
A couple things. I like head coaches that get involved on both sides of the football during game day. I like that a lot. And I really judge, the one thing I do judge, being in the business we're in, that I judge coaches hard about managing the game.
Sure.
And, you know, just think, the Chicago Bears. I mean, come on. They had about four or five games. They go, we're leading. We got a chance to win, but we don't want to. We're going to screw it up. And, no, I mean, it was really incredible to watch them play.
Or they're just sitting on the ball and they're not playing offense.
Oh, my gosh. Managing the clock, the situations, it couldn't have been worse. So, but that's what you know, it's a big deal. The outcomes of NFL games are so close. You need a coach that really is good at managing the whole game, the time, and his players. And I think Aaron Glenn has a chance to be that guy.
Well, I hope he's going to be that guy. So we got Phil Simms all morning this morning. You can call us at 888-808-1019. That is the hotline for Al. And we could talk a little bit of football this morning. The baseball teams did not play last night. A couple trades, I think, in Major League Baseball. CeeLo will have them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Can you put your headsets on, please?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. And your mic's on.
Okay, all right.
You got to pay attention to what's going on around here.
Well, you know, I'm in this. Damn.
It is the Boomer and Geo show, and Phil Simms is sitting in for Geo in the power chair.
Well, look, there's so much crap around here. Don't wonder.
God. Yes,
I got
there is a lot
two of- screens. I got a keyboard.
Yeah. It's called TV and it's called radio and it's called getting information in real time.
He doesn't need any of that stuff, though, today to do the show.
He doesn't. But before we get to CeeLo, I want to go to Mike in Carmel real quick. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, Boomer, it's such an honor to be on with you guys. First time, long time. And Phil, you are my quarterback growing up. I love you, man. Ugh. I'm going to gush over Phil because somebody has to gush over Phil. I feel like, Boomer, every time you have my quarterback on, you constantly steer the conversation to the Jets. You never let Phil talk about the Giants, not about, you know, you barely let him get some Parcells and stories about the old days. You certainly never let
just
him talk
started.
About the contemporary
time. Hey, Mike, you just started, and I'm wearing his jersey in honor of my best friend. I'm wearing a damn jersey here.
And Phil, Boomer, thank God I had to call after that first segment because right out of the gates, you know, I was optimistic. And right out of the gates, we got a Jets quarterback injury drama that you want to talk about. I'm like, here we go. We're going to spend 4 hours listening to Jets quarterback injury drama again, like the Aaron Rodgers years and all this stuff.
Point. Oh, my God. Very good point.
The Giants have
Mike, you understand. It's the number one story in the NFL right now.
Yeah, it is. Big story.
And it's because it's the Jets, and I know Phil has been at the Giant camp the last couple of days. We're going to get to the Giants.
Yeah, don't worry, Mike. We're going to get it done. But
patience.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that because it is, you know, it is an injury and there's not much going on. But you know, overall, last couple of years listening, you never let poor Phil talk about the Giants. I know Phil's got to have contacts in the building. And he wants to talk about that.
You know what? By the way.
Hold on. Just wait.
Yes.
So, Mike, thank you for the good words. I always like hearing that. I don't hear it enough. And it's, well, whatever. Parcells started. Oh, the great Phil Simms.
Right, now hearing about the Parcells.
But wait, he didn't do it like saying he meant it. It was being sarcastic.
Okay.
And the
we
other
don't
thing is,
refer to Phil as Phil Simms. The great Phil Simms.
There you go. How's that, Mike? You feel better about that?
Hey, Simms.
Go ahead, Mike. I know you're still on.
I do think it's funny that, you know, you guys with the Fox stuff and all the stuff Gio does with Phil. But, you know, he is the great Phil Simms. I mean, Boomer, he won a Super Bowl in 86. You know, you were still getting your feet wet there.
No, I
you
wasn't. Know, I was winning an MVP.
I know
shut up now. Goodbye.
Hey, but wait. Look, the picture of us two here.
Yes.
Look how tanned you are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I'm like the George Hamilton.
Yeah, you got that.
Radio talk show host, yes.
You know, CeeLo, you remember at CBS, we come on the air for, you know, the Sunday show.
Yeah.
And I said, it's great to be here with James Brown and Nate Burleson and Bill Cowher. And, damn, we got a special guest editor to you, George Hamilton.
I was darker than Nate Burleson.
And then I said to him, did you stick your head in a microwave? Is that what it was?
Well, you said you're swinging the golf club occasionally in your basement. He's swinging it outdoors like 4 days a week. So that's where the tan comes
in. Some of us are allowed to go outside and some of us stay inside. Yeah,
hey, yeah. CeeLo, don't pick up for him.
All right, CeeLo, why don't you give us an update?
Damn, right. You know, Boomer, one thing will never change with Boomer. You are an egomaniac.
Thank you.
But you're good. You are good at it.
I appreciate it. I practice.
You're good at it.
I practice at it.
I know you get plenty.
All right, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And yeah, the Jet fans, I guess, can breathe easier, a little easier than they were late yesterday morning as just about you guys were wrapping up your show late in yesterday's show as the Justin Fields news was coming down. Not as bad as we all feared initially. So dislocated toe on the right foot suffered early in yesterday's training camp practice. Reportedly expected to be ready for the season opener. Apparently won't miss any significant time. He's considered day to day. But even so, in the immediate aftermath of practice, rookie head coach Aaron Glenn, I thought, already showing off a veteran coach cliche response about how it happened.
I really have to look at the tape. I know it's a quick throw. I'm assuming someone stepped on his toe. It had to be because of the nature of the call that we had as far as offensive play call. So, again, I want to look at the tape and be sure.
When in doubt, got to look at the tape, got to look at the film, got to review things. You know, sure. Don't want to give anything definitive. So he was prepared for that. In terms of next man up in the coming days, or if Fields did have to miss some time at some point, that's why Tyrod Taylor is still here.
We have an outstanding backup in Tyrod, who's been in this league for around 14 years. So the leadership that he brings, listen, we're all good.
They feel comfortable with where they're at. Over at Giants camp, Malik Nabers has a toe, apparently.
What?
As well. He's got a toe. He's got a toe.
He's got a toe injury, so it's more like a turf toe type of thing?
Something lingering. I don't know, from late last season, the off-season program, I do remember them talking about it a little bit during, you know, minicamp and OTAs.
Stop talking about the Giants.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah. Here's Brian Daboll indicating it's possible to have to manage this along the way.
We'll see as it goes. I think it's, you know, we'll go through practice, see how it feels. If we have to pull back, we'll pull back some. Looked pretty good yesterday.
And pretty early on, obviously.
Yeah, I saw him. I actually got to meet him. I've never said a word to Malik Nabers. Very nice.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, I can't imagine going to training camp and being in the situation he's in and trying to protect himself to get ready for the season, all that. I mean, that's a tough spot.
Yeah, but you didn't notice anything on the field, did you?
No, well, you saw what he was doing. He was doing everything about half speed to three quarters.
Okay.
But
you don't think it's serious?
I do not.
Like Brian Daboll thinks it's serious.
No, nobody I talked to, and all the people I did talk to, a lot of people on the sidelines, that expressed any concern that he would not be ready when the time comes for him to get out there and show everybody what he did this year and to do it even better than last year.
Now, Nabers himself did indicate they'd at least discuss the possibility of some sort of surgery at some point, but obviously hasn't come to fruition. I guess the question was asked, is this something that could require
surgery? Well, this is something that just happened, or is this something that he
lingering,
brought?
Lingering.
It's lingering from last year?
I don't know if it was the end of last season, but I remember them talking about it, Daboll and Nabers, during the spring. So I don't know if it happened in the spring or if it was a carryover from the end of last season, but it's something he's managing.
Is this something like a Will Levis situation? That Will Levis situation.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's crazy what happened there.
Yes. Anyway, here's Nabers in his own words on the path ahead.
You know, I've been managing it well. Been running around, feeling pretty good. So, I mean, everything has been going good with the rehab, so my toe's feeling better. I'm just happy to be out there with my guys now.
Yeah, it's feeling okay. So
his
toe's
feeling better. That's good.
Keep an eye on it as we move along. In terms of Brian Daboll's offense and the new starting quarterback running it, here's Darius Slayton on life with Russell Wilson thus far.
Probably just some clarity. You know, he's been playing football for a long time, so he knows what's worked for him in his career. He knows what he likes, what he doesn't like. And that makes it really simple on all of us just be able to get on the same page as him.
Heard you guys discussing a little yesterday, already trying to figure out, you know, when we're going to get Jackson Dart in there. Just, like, let him ease himself in.
Well, of course. I mean, like, it's not something that I want to see.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do have a tough schedule on paper, as Phil knows. And they start at Washington, at Dallas.
The Chiefs are in there.
Kansas City, third game at home.
Yeah. Yes. Right. And you have Russell Wilson now in his, what, fourth system in 4 years, 5 years, or whatever it is?
Probably his third, right?
Well, he was with Seattle, then went to Denver, then went to Pittsburgh, and now he's in Philadelphia, in New York. So my thing is, like, I've been through that. You haven't, but you've been through new coaches. You've had to learn new systems with new coaches.
Only one, Dan Reeves. Everybody else had the exact same system.
Right, okay, so he's gone through four different systems.
Yeah. By the way, in Denver, his first year in Denver was not with Sean Payton, if I recall.
No, it was with Hackett, Daniel Hackett.
Two systems there.
I mean, it's not easy, and then you got to get to learn your players and figure out how the coach is going to call plays and what the coach knows about you and what he thinks about you. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this.
I'll say this. Watching him practice, seeing how the players react to him, listen to everybody talking about it, it's all good. He's done a great job, knows the offense inside out. The players respect him. He's leading the. You know, I had a couple of players say, "Man, he's the leader." So it's really.
So are we going to see Dangerous?
What's that?
Russell Wilson. Dangerous.
Oh gosh, I don't know.
He's dangerous.
Hey,
he's Mr. Unlimited.
He looks good in practice.
How about Mr. Unlimited?
Is that what he said that too?
Yeah, he's Mr. Unlimited.
Man, see, I don't know all these things.
Where you been?
Well, I don't listen to you like every day because you say the same damn stuff.
I don't talk about him every day, but I've been talking. We worked at CBS for all those years, and we played those highlights and those comments by him.
Yeah, Mr.
Remember
Unlimited,
he complained
years
about
ago
not
now.
Getting any MVP votes. Do you remember that?
Not really, but you know, because I don't listen to all that side crap that you listen to. You want to deal in rumors and what ifs and all that? I deal in facts.
Attaboy.
There you go.
Okay. Speaking of facts.
All right, let's go to Steelers camp. Some folks making a big deal as they do this time of year because Aaron Rodgers' first pass, I believe intended for one DK Metcalf, was picked off. So here's a guy who once famously wore a T-shirt in Green Bay that read, "Relax."
There's going to be picks for sure. I'm going to try to fit certain things in. You know, you got to deal with some sweat on the ball from time to time, so it's going to be a good challenge for me throwing this heat every single day. I look forward to it, but I'm going to throw some picks. But I'm going to throw some touchdowns, too.
Is the heat different there in Steelers camp than it is in any other training
camp? It's pretty hot down there, and it's in a valley there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, this is one thing that drives me crazy. Ooh. Yeah, no big deal, is that they keep stats of practice.
Yeah.
And if you don't throw any interceptions during training camp, you know what? Then you're not trying hard enough. You got to see where the boundaries are. And I just love it. Oh, so-and-so was 5 of 5. And, you know, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so I admire what he just said. Yeah, throw some interceptions. Figure out where your guy is, how you react to him, and how's your arm and all that stuff, whatever. So
didn't Jackson Dart throw an interception on his first pass?
First pass for touchdown.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Well, it sure.
Did you hear what he said about it, though?
What'd he say?
It was the receiver's fault.
No. But do you think, rookie quarterback didn't see the defender? He said, no, I actually saw exactly where the defender was. I thought I could squeeze it in.
Yes.
So a little different speed of the game. But it wasn't like he had zero awareness of where the guys were on the field.
I was right behind that receiver.
Okay.
And so I saw it, and then the defender came out of nowhere, it looked like, and picked it up.
I mean, that's just the NFL, man.
All right. Well, good. Hey, you learn from it. CeeLo just said that.
I know that.
I mean, I know you were perfect.
No, I wasn't. That I've said many times on this show and on everywhere else that I'm, when I talk about rookie quarterbacks, I was in way over my head, way over my skis. I had no idea what I was doing.
All right.
Well, that's why I almost got Chris Collinsworth killed.
Mm.
I sent a massage therapist to his house.
I know you did.
Right. And he turned her away. He goes, I'm too beat up. I can't have anybody touching me.
Oh my gosh.
They're very funny, actually.
By the way, those quarterback stat tracking things that they do now in practice.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that originated with the Jets and all the quarterback competitions. Like when I was on the Jet beat, that was a thing. And I'm talking, that's almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
And now it seems like it happens everywhere.
I don't remember that at all.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you get in a quarterback battle and you do all that stats. Then you get, you know what you get from the quarterbacks? They're check down Charlies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing short. Look, I'm 1 for 1.
But isn't that...
2 for 2.
But isn't that kind of like Russell Wilson's kind of way he plays now, very careful? Like the one thing I think that probably drove Brian Daboll crazy more than anything. Now, obviously, the injuries to Daniel Jones played a big part in some of the failures of their offense and the fact that he wasn't on the field. But when he was on the field, there were fumbles, there were interceptions. The turnover aspect of the Giants' offense over the last 3 or 4 years has just been downright horrible.
Yeah, there's a lot to that. The offensive line, of course, has been terrible. But the other thing is that there were many plays last year for big plays deep down the field that it just seemed like they never hit any of them. Either the ball was short, it was out of bounds, the drops. I mean, it was everything.
Well, I know the out of bounds deep ball down the sidelines drives you crazy.
Well,
you don't give your wide receiver a chance to make a play on it.
You know, and when you throw a deep pass down in the NFL to the sideline, those long ones where everybody's just run what they call go routes, the chances of that getting intercepted by the corner covering the guy is like 1% maybe, right? Because they're scared to death. They're trying to chase the guy. Where's the ball? Can't find it. That's when, they choke.
Especially when you're throwing it to somebody like Malik Nabers or Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, so these corners are in full panic mode, and they can't make the play. So, and throw it high, Boomer.
That's the Russell Wilson specialty.
That's
the
Russell Wilson
moon ball.
Okay,
I know.
Moon ball. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
A couple more football things for you. If I haven't given it away, we'll do a lot of that this morning.
Yes.
With these two gentlemen here.
Football Friday.
It is. That's right. And we had no baseball last night. Dak Prescott at Cowboys camp. He's certainly accomplished a lot in his career already. Now looking to add the playoff success to the resume. And the ultimate prize, of course, being a Lombardi Trophy.
I want that first and foremost now. And that is the urgency that I carry with just the love and the passion of this game is not only wanting to win for myself, but one win for this organization. It's been well damn long enough.
Sure has. Now at Falcons camp, first full season as the starter for Michael Penix Jr., and he was sure to let the media know he's already looking the way quite a bit of tight end Kyle Pitts.
I see, we got KP the ball today. I'm going to be a lot of that.
I gotta tell you the story. Right. 2 years ago, I walk into our meeting on a Saturday morning for the or Sunday morning for the NFL Today. I look over to Phil Simms because he's my go-to guy when I need answers.
Yeah, facts.
And I said, "Hey, did you watch Michael Penix last night out there in Washington? Where the hell did this kid come from?" And he had the 411. He had the digit. He knew everything about Michael Penix.
Is that why you came in here and you were like pumping him up?
Once he told me, "Go for it, go for it." Because that kid, he was great at Indiana.
Indiana, if you go back and look, he was beating, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State. He was putting up incredible numbers against them. And then what happened?
He got hurt. Yeah, he got hurt a bunch.
But, boy, I when he played last year, I think he was 1-2 as a starter. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's about right.
But he played winning football in all of them. They should have won them all.
Well, it's amazing how accurate he is.
And he makes every throw. I said, wow, that looked easy. I said, it must have been a short pass. And you look at it, it was 25 yards down the field.
But I love it. He's left-handed, and I was hoping he was going to go in the top 10. I didn't think it was going to be Atlanta because of what they did with Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And, you know, I'm assuming that they're going to end up – do you think they're going to trade Kirk or no?
I would think not. You want to protect your football team. You need a good backup.
Oof.
So, somebody gets hurt, the deal comes, who knows what. So, that'll be interesting to see. I want to go back real quick to Dak Prescott. He's had a lot of good regular seasons. But when you look at their playoff losses, and you know, I don't do it this way, but it was evident. He just didn't play well in almost all those playoff games. Mm-hmm. Every one. There were plays to be made. He didn't read it right. And then he just made some really bad decisions and threw interceptions, like the Green Bay game. I mean, the game was over in the first quarter because of those interceptions.
You think Brian Schottenheim is the right head coach for them?
Man, I'm excited for him. He's the guy. You never hear about him. He just does his work. He doesn't try to get publicity for himself. He's never really been in this head coaching carousel, whatever, because that's who he is. He's Marty Schottenheimer's son, and he's a lot like his father, which is a pretty damn good thing. The Cowboys, if it's in them, they will be tougher this year because of him.
That's good to hear.
Okay, so it won't be Dak throw the ball every single play, and it's all about his stats, but we can't run it for 2 yards when we need to. They're going to run the ball this year with him as coach.
Let me quickly set the baseball scene for tonight before I go. As the locals are back from a day off, you get the Yankees and the Phillies in the Bronx as the Yanks are still licking their wounds from another ugly series up in Toronto. Will Warren and Taijuan Walker tonight, 6:25 pregame coverage here on The Fan as well as the free Odyssey app. And the Mets go out west. 6-game road trip begins in San Francisco. They'll take on the Giants. That's a 10:15 start on Odyssey Mets Radio. Clay Holmes opposed by Logan Webb. And the one trade from yesterday notable, the Mariners acquiring first baseman Josh Naylor from the Diamondbacks. He's hitting .292, 11 homers, 59 RBIs, so a little offensive help for Seattle as they make a push. And we'll see if the Diamondbacks decide to sell off any other pieces.
Wow, I listen, trade deadlines in, what, 6 days?
About 6 days, right?
31st, so, yeah. 31st, and Suarez is the guy that everybody's looking at, I would think. And I would think you as a Yankee fan, that's who you want?
I mean, look, he can obviously hit the ball out of the ballpark, but I think he's a lot of what they have already. A lot of home runs and a lot of swing and miss.
They got a problem at third base?
Yeah, I mean, his defensive metrics are not great.
Oh, defensive metrics.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, I mean, he's going to add a bat. I mean, Oswald Peraza is hitting, what, .150 or
so? Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, offensively, sure. But it's going to be a lot more boom or bust.
CeeLo, when you're talking about that, don't say metrics, please. Just say he struggles at third base, whatever.
Defensively, not great.
My God almighty, all these numbers.
He doesn't play third for his glove. He plays it for his bat.
There you go.
All right.
Stick.
Sounds good, CeeLo. Thanks. We'll see you in a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Boomerang Geo Podcast from WFAN.
Oh, he's a cuddly toy, right? Oh, it is, yeah. Boomerang Geo in the morning. Coming to you from the Bill Ford Tough Studio here at WFAN and, of course, on CBS Sports Network. And you and I were just talking about what you've been doing since we both left the NFL today. And you're doing a lot of podcasting with Matt?
Yeah, I try to. We during the season we do at least one a week.
Are you real Phil with your son, or are you like buttoned up Phil?
Oh no, my son looks at me and go, he makes faces like, "Are you okay? Do you feel better now?" Yeah, I feel a lot better as I get it off my. I realized I couldn't hear myself. I didn't have the audio turned up.
Okay, there you go.
I'm learning, and then I looked up at the clock and go, "It's not even 7 o'clock yet."
That's right.
Man, exactly. I don't know if I can make it to 10.
You're going to make it to 10, and it's going to go, fly by. But when we
but the podcast, I really do like it. And, we're getting a decent audience or whatever. I should do more to build
it. Where
do
you find it?
YouTube is one place to get it, or okay. Just Believe Network. It's
the
everywhere.
Believe Network?
Yeah.
The Believe Network.
I don't know.
What is the Believe Network? I've never heard of that.
So
you got to promote that thing. You got to get it out there.
Yeah, well, I should know more about it before I
say it. Exactly.
I just
said,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's great because, I say things and then he'll correct me, which is I go, good, if I say something wrong, because he does college football. And, man, I do go to him sometimes and ask him a question about somebody. He's like, the one thing about my sons, they have a memory. They just can recite stuff. Well, yeah. I have to work harder at it. It takes me
you're older.
Well, I know.
And they actually used to hit us. They didn't hit them when they played.
Okay.
Everybody was worried about, a concussion here or there. So,
it works out. But it works out well. We got to have you on one day. I need to get you on there and we will attack you. It will be so
bring it on, boys. I can handle it.
We had Fran Tarkenton last year because Minnesota played the Giants the opening week.
Yes.
And after about an hour, I said, "Well, Fran, I'm like, it should be the end of Matt." My son Matt goes, "Oh no, we're not done yet," because he says anything.
Matt does.
No.
Oh, Fran Tarkenton. Fran Tarkenton, yeah.
And it just comes out of him.
He's like a loose cannon. There's question about it.
Doesn't even think about it.
So you do this around Giant games? It's like Giant fans can find it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that it's out there, that everybody knows. And I'm glad that you're actually doing it with Matt. I didn't know this.
Yeah. Well, you don't know everything, Boomer.
I mean, you didn't tell me. Yeah. I mean, how am I supposed to know if you don't tell me? You got to tell me.
Shut up.
Okay. Let's go to Anthony in Garden City. Anthony, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, great.
I just wanted to say, Phil Simms is the reason I became a Giants fan back when I was a kid. I used to watch the games with my grandfather, and I actually wound up meeting Phil in the airport when I worked there a couple of years ago. And he couldn't have been nicer. He took a picture that I still have hanging on my wall in my room, and he's just a great guy. He did great things for New York sports, as did you, Boomer. But that was the those are the memories of growing up for me. So I just want to show my appreciation.
Oh, that's
for
great,
you,
Anthony.
And thank you for thank being you. A nice nice guy.
You know, that's a lovely story.
Yeah, I know.
That is so nice. I mean, I see the real Phil Simms. I don't know who you saw at the airport.
Well, you want me to tell everybody how you are in the airports? Somebody goes, Boomer will be walking down the middle of the as he's going to his gate, and somebody will go, hey, Phil. And he goes, shut up.
That's exactly right.
I hate kids.
I hate kids. Leave me alone. Let's go to Paul in Florida. Paul, what's happening, brother?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Also, I want to pay respect to you both. When I saw Phil come on this morning, I said, oh, boy, this is going to be a great show. And I go back, I think it was Anthony who said, I was a security guard at the old Giants stadium before it opened, watching the damn AstroTurf because somebody was going to come on the field and damage it in East Rutherford, whatever. Then I watched you at the Citrus Bowl when Reggie got to you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that was thanks. Appreciate that.
and then, Phil, I was in the corner of the end zone when McConkey caught that pass in the Super Bowl. That was in the Rose Bowl, wasn't it, or the Coliseum?
The Rose Bowl.
Yeah, Rose Bowl. And, that, I mean, I'll never forget that as long as I live, and that's a long time ago now. It makes me feel so old. But I wanted to ask you a question, both guys, but specifically Phil. Doesn't look like we'll get a chance at Arch Manning, and, we got Dart. Is he going to be, I know it's a hard question, but is he going to be the answer?
Well, if I had to say yes or no, I'm going to say yes, of course. But let's give it a chance. I'm anxious to see him. I did think watching him practice yesterday, I thought he was doing a really good job.
Is he bigger than you thought he was?
He's thick.
Oh, I know. You love thickness.
No. But
you love yourself some thickness, that's for sure.
The big thing is he moves well, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he threw the ball in practice yesterday. He was getting a lot of second-team reps.
What are they doing with Jameis?
Well, Jameis, the day before, it seemed like he was getting the second-team reps. I'm not sure. I didn't follow it that close to see which unit it was. But Jackson Dart's getting his share of throws, that's for sure.
I want to go back before the draft, okay, and talk about the decision-making to draft or trade up and go get Jackson Dart. I kind of remember you saying that watch Jackson Dart go up the draft board. Did you know anything that the Giants really liked him, or was that just something that you felt like was going to happen from everything you were reading and seeing?
Yeah, it wasn't the Giants. The Giants were very, they were careful. Anybody I talked to in the Giant organization didn't tell me much, so they were trying to protect him. But, yeah, I think the fact that he was worked out a couple times by a couple teams let you know that the NFL does think pretty highly of him. And when I see him on the field, it's everything what you'd want to see right now with a young quarterback in training camp.
Right. And there's no way, he should be even playing. At some point, he'll may have played this year just simply because of maybe the schedule stuff, maybe there's injuries. But you don't want to see him this year, do you?
Absolutely, I want to see him this year.
You do?
Oh, yeah. So sooner or later, there's going to be a spot. The team could be whatever. Russell Wilson can be playing well and solid football, but if the team is if they're 3-6, then that's a different
story.
Well, we got to find out somewhere during the year. It's going to work out. I don't care how everybody plays, or that Jackson Dart is going to get a chance to get in there and start and get you know, start to learn what it's like to play NFL football.
All right, so let me ask you this question. Let the worst-case scenario, they're 1-7, they're 2-6, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And now they put Jackson Dart in there.
Right.
Are the Giants going to be able to be patient enough to keep Brian Daboll through yet another year under a losing? See, this is the conundrum that the Giants have and that Brian Daboll has. He'd love to put Jackson Dart out there, but he knows he doesn't want to start out with them, especially where they're starting.
Yeah.
And he wants to go in with a guy at least that he believes is not going to turn the ball over.
Yeah, well, you know, they're going to manage it the right way. There's going to be, Boomer, you'll know, I'll know that it's when it's coming. And there, like I said, unless Russell Wilson is just burning it up and they're winning games,
yep,
that would keep Jackson Dart, of course, on the sidelines. But I just kind of think it's a little bit like I went through. You know, I don't know what our record was when they finally put me in after four or five games, but it wasn't going great.
Yeah, but you were a top 10 pick.
Well, that too. Okay, so he was a first-round pick, Jackson Dart. But here's what happens, and you know this. When you stand on the sidelines of the game and you're watching it and you just go, as you learn by watching it, and all of a sudden I remember sitting there going, you know, I think I can do this. I'm ready. I hope they put me in soon. And, you know, that time came, I think, maybe in week five. Mm. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Well, exactly. He seems like he's saying all the right things at the moment.
Yeah.
Seems like he's a good teammate. Seems like he's pretty confident in himself.
Yeah.
Feels like he's ready for New York because that was a big question, you know, around the combine. Could you handle New York and the pressure and all these other things that are going on? Well, listen, plus he's an older player now.
Good.
He's not a 20-year-old.
And he's had tons of throws at Ole Miss. You know, he was coached by Lane Kiffin, which was a pretty interesting offense. It was good. They did a lot of stuff that you do in pro football. So I think the adjustment for him, because he's big, he's strong, he's mobile, and his arm, you know, yesterday he was showing his arm off. He threw the ball really well. I was like, wow, this, I kind of want to see it. I like to see not how hard you can throw it, but can you throw it with really good pace, but make it look easy, and he does that.
He does that. Well, yeah. One thing about Lane Kiffin, you know, I used to give him my car keys and money to go have my car washed because he was an intern for the Jets back in 1993, you know, because his dad was around.
Yeah.
Because his relationship with Pete Carroll and all that.
Wow. So you, what, say it again, you did what?
I gave him my car keys and some money to get my car washed.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
Were you cheap?
Yes, I was. Very cheap.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.